to another worldwide podcast of universal utterance.
I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 2 with verses 7 through 12. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at the rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The hidden lie is exposed. By the Magi having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. God's will expressed and delivered as the first martyrs of Christ unknowingly are called to die by this maniac of a king, as he soon dispatches his executioners to find and kill every child 2 years and younger. Many a person's life was altered by this act of cowardice, but yet a part of history not a soul can deny. Jesus has had this effect on countless souls who said, "I believe," over denying anything about Jesus at all. Last night I listened to the forgiving testament of Japanese Christians who encountered the will of God, they say, when the atom bomb was dropped on Nagasaki, yet had died for the name of Jesus before the bomb ever came to their homes and town. I heard testimony of a Japanese mother who was burned at the stake by their country's shogunate oppressors, with her 3 children ranging from 3 to 8 years old. One child was heard saying, "Mommy, I can't see." Her mother replied, "Don't worry, honey. Soon you will see everything." We are still being killed for his name today, and must be ready to die for life eternal. A promise we embrace as truth forgiven, no matter the deed, only in God's will are we freed. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our 2 oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our niece Brittany, who is a mother of 4 and 33 years old, who has brain cancer, stage 4. Continue to lift her up in prayer by your healing hands, Lord. We do believe in miracles. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother, as we do each day. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. It's chapter 2 is our practice today, verses 7 through 12, 4 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, preceding rising star, they coffer. Secretly magi called by Herod, appear in star time, he asked. Bethlehem them sent quietly, ferocious, child diligently search, he tasked. Him find, word me bring, homage to him I'll offer. Outset the magi once finished with the king, preceding rising star, they coffer. Child's place was journey discovered, overjoyed were them all. Homage they did him recovered, Mary, Mother Mary had heard the call. Treasures they opened, prostrated, myrrh, frankincense, and gold. Dream warned, before they departed, way another their country accord. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruise Wiggins. It's December 3rd, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me today across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're closed today at 7-Eleven. Oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven and our good friends John and Marie. God bless you too as we close in the name of Jesus. Oh, sweet Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sending prayers to our brother-in-law Johnny with his statement of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. God bless you.